Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. Your ghost hosts for this podcast will be myself, Matt.
And I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
Please stay calm as we begin this adventure together. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on the safety bar because we will not be doing that for you.
You may be saying, why another podcast? We have a love for Disney and we have helped many, many people. Where we're from, share the love and excitement as well as planning for Disney. We're in a small town just south of Nashville, and several people from here have gone to Disney, and we just want to continue to help other people in your knowledge as well as your planning for your family on a trip to Disney.
And Craig, I think you hit on kind of the key points of what this podcast will be about, and that is family, that is planning your Disney World vacation. Again, there are many podcasts out there to choose from, and we appreciate your choosing to listen in with us.
Give us time to get started, because we have all kinds of ideas. We want to share several things with you, and we have an idea of what we want this to be. We don't want to be just another podcast that talks about the latest and greatest thing at Disney, but more how do you do this, and what do we do if we want to do this? So we want to make more really of a planning podcast where you can click to whatever episode you like and can find out more about whatever topic you're looking for.
We want to start out tonight by telling you a little bit about ourselves, kind of who we are, how we came to this point, and provide maybe a little more information over the expertise, if you want to call it that, that we have regarding Walt Disney World. So I guess I will start. Is that okay, Derek, Craig?
Absolutely.
So, again, my name is Matt. I have a wife that I've been married to for a little over 8 years now. We have two sons, a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and so we are very busy. And just I am a school teacher. I teach high school social studies here in Middle Tennessee. I'm also an associate minister here at a church in Centerville. And my love for Disney grew just a few years ago. I only went one time as a child. I went when I was 3 years old. Had a good time then, and just with me and my parents being an only child, we never made it back. And then a few years ago, my wife and I decided to go. She had not been since she was a little child either. And so we decided we'd go for 10 days, do everything they had to offer, and not go back again until we had children and those children were older. And since that 10-day vacation, we have been several times, I guess you could say, and continue to have that love for Disney World grow with each passing trip. And it's something, again, that was a little bit overwhelming at first. Fortunately, my good friend Craig here was able to talk me through some of the planning that comes along with Disney World vacations, and we're hoping to kind of help you all do that as well. So, Craig, why don't you tell us a little bit about your family, who you are, and how you came to be a fan of Walt Disney World.
Again, I'm Craig. I'm the old guy here. I've been married for 24 years to my lovely wife, Misty, and have a freshman in college and a freshman in high school. I'm also a school counselor at our local high school. I've also been a youth minister for close to 20 years, but it's just always a big kid at heart. And what takes me back to Disney is when I was growing up, I went with my parents a couple years back-to-back to Disney. I had family that lived in Florida. We went down there to visit and took some trips to Disney, and that's what sparked my interest. I think about the rides like Pirates of the Caribbean and Haunted Mansion, things like that I think of as a kid. When I see those, they renew those memories. We first went as a family with my personal family when we kept telling my son and my daughter that when he was 10 and she was 5 that we would go then. And kept looking forward to that. Finally did that trip. Used a lot of tour guide mic, and that kind of lost till we actually got there. And then once we were there for the first time, then it made more sense about what we were doing and how to plan those things. Since then, we've been many, many times, many years in a row, and just love Disney, love going every chance we get. And we'll talk more about some of those trips, not just with my family, but also us three have taken as we go along this little journey here Now Derek can share with you some of his memories and why he's a Disney fanatic like all of us.
Oh, me. Well, mine started with Matthew. I should thank him for taking all this money from me. And it'd have been cheaper to just give it to him, I think. But if anyone's to blame, it's definitely Matthew.
I take full responsibility for that, Derek. I am responsible for many people giving their money to Walt Disney World. So, Walt Disney World, if you're listening, please return the favor. Go ahead, Derek.
We had... I had been once back in 97 on a senior trip when I graduated high school and didn't go again until 2013. So it was me and my wife at the time, and we've been numerous times, probably at least a dozen times since 2013. And now we have a one-year-old, and we're getting ready to go on our third trip this year with him. And so, and we might do another trip in December. We hadn't decided on that, but we just, it's just a good place to go and take your family and just gives them that love of being a kid, I think. And that's what just kind of draws me to it.
My first 2 years ago were 77 and 78. So I've got you by a few years there.
You do have us. I went in 90 and not again until 2012. But Derek, you know, that's one thing that it's, you mentioned how special a place it is, and that's kind of what's hard to and difficult to measure or quantify is, I remember Craig telling me how awesome Disney World would be. First, I was scared to go or even try to plan a Disney World trip because there was just so much to plan and so much to it. But through the help of various online websites and Craig, yourself, you know, you go down there and you realize, okay, this is why Walt Disney World is so special, and this is why it is the number one vacation destination on earth. And you know, people ask us a lot, why do you continue to go back? Craig, why do you continue to go back to Walt Disney World even after you've been so many times and experienced the same rides over and over? I think it's, as we kind of lay the groundwork for this show here, I think that's something that maybe we can talk about for just a second.
I think every time I go, it's a different experience. I was fortunate enough back a few years ago to do a back behind the scenes tour, and that was really eye-opening to the business part. I have a business degree also, a bachelor's, and I love that aspect of it. I'll walk around Disney and look around how there's no light bulbs out and how there's no trash that's laying around, and how that concept of it, my mind goes to how much money is going through just restaurants and hotels and those type of things. So the business part of it fascinates me, but just to see how Disney takes care of details. There's nothing that's left out, and every time you go, it's something different. And I think when I get back from a trip, well, I'll take a few years off, or I won't go back for a while. But then I just think of something else, and I want to go and re-spark that again. So I really enjoy every aspect of Disney. I enjoy, again, seeing the old rides. Magic Kingdom has to be my favorite. Not that the other parks are slouches. As my kids are getting older, Epcot is becoming one of my favorites as well, just because I get a chance to see all the countries. But Magic Kingdom's probably top of my list. What about you, Derek? What's your favorite park?
Probably my primary reason is just for the, I like the food for some reason. It's not that anything.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I like that they change up stuff a lot, and that's a big reason that I like to go is the food. I love to try different things and just expand my palate.
Derek, as you will find out throughout this podcast, Derek is our resident food critic here at the Grim Grinning Guys headquarters.
I do want to say one thing, though. It's no meal at Disney has ever been probably the best meal I've ever had, but at the same time, it's still good food.
Ohana is probably the top of my list.
Oh, well, you know, and something we'll talk a lot about as we get into this show is the fact that whatever it is that you're doing at Disney World, it is better given the fact that you are at Disney World. That experience is enhanced for a number of different reasons. For me, I like to continue to go back just because there's always something new, whether it be food or whether it be rides, attractions, shows. They're always updating things. There's always new hotels that I enjoy staying at. I'm a big believer in trying the various options that they have. There are water parks, there are shopping centers, there are putt-putt courses that I've still yet to get to. I keep telling myself I'm going to get to putt-putt. But
something else, though, we hadn't even mentioned is, and you guys are starting to experience, but I've experienced so much, is seeing your kids grow, and every trip is different. And we've been on trips. We've been on a trip with a church group from here. We've been on trips with just my family. We've been on trips with you guys. Been on trips with your families. But it's neat seeing the transitions. This year was the first time when we went, our kids separated and went different places, and we did different things with adults. And that's a whole different Disney. So we're hoping all these things we've said over the next however long we do these podcasts, you can see those things and apply it to your families and your vacations and help you better understand, hey, yeah, that can work out with us. And that's our whole goal, is to make your trip easier and help you better understand how we can help you through this process.
And that's something where it was just Rachel and I for 3 years. So we've probably been down there 10 times without a child. And now we've been fixing to be 3 times with a child. And so that's just, it is, like you said, just seeing him with the characters that last time was really, really different. And it gets you in your heart, and just being able to, like Matthew said a while ago, it's a different trip every time you go, because mm-hmm. you don't have the same experiences. You don't have the same, some people may do the same things over and over, but we try not to, just so we get that new experience. And hopefully we'll be able to translate that to our listeners and hopefully spread some knowledge and do it without giving you a headache.
And I'll keep saying, one of these days I'll retire and I will be somewhere at Disney working.
I tell my students in the high school, I when I retire, I want to go to Disney World, work a minimum of 2 years. My goal is to be the bell ringer outside the Columbia Harbor House. That is the job I want. For whatever reason, he gets to sing all day and dress up in colonial attire. So you can form your own opinion of me off of that.
We're having people cutting us off right now.
Yes, please stay with us. And bear with us. Again, this is our first experience ever doing this, as it is for many podcasters. But the common thread that the three of us share is we don't want to grow up, and we want to maintain that childlike wonder, and Disney World is a place where you're certainly afforded the opportunity to do that. And so that's kind of who we are, and Craig has and Derek have both alluded to it at this point. The main focus for our show, and this will kind of begin to wrap things up for episode one, or this first episode, whatever it is we call it, but we want to focus on helping you plan your Disney World vacation and the many things that come with that, and also focusing on traveling there with families, because there are a lot of options out there for everybody to enjoy at Disney World, but there are certain things that are just difficult to experience with small children, middle-aged children, teenagers, and so that's something too that we'll be focusing on throughout this podcast.
It's been a good show so far.
Well, I mean, we're still here, so
number two, please.
Well, so that will do it here for our first recording of the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. Thank you all for listening in. Please tell your friends, neighbors, strangers, if you want to, anyone, to come and give us a listen. We would greatly appreciate it. And as you leave, remember,
beware of the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Just three guys who love Disney and want to share with you all of our planning and all of our... Let's just start over.
What?
I know,
I'm asking. Give us a listen. We would greatly appreciate it. And as you leave, remember,
beware of...
Ten
takes.
Well, we have a,
only 10 takes.
Bloopers part.